This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Going to be a different show today, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. We're just going to rap today. We have a conversation like we're just sitting around the living room, going to jump around a little bit. I'm going to try to bring you in as my random thoughts occur, because it's so up in the air with everything that's going on. It is a crazy world. The left, I have never seen a group of people who so hate us. They are so hell-bent on getting back at us because we disrupted them in a way that they never anticipated. 4 years of just, what just happened to us? Remember that look on the faces of the staff of Obama when they found out Trump had won? Welcome, everybody, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. It's part of that network. But yeah, these people were beside themselves. And they still are. It's amazing to me. Look, they haven't won an election in a long time. They steal elections, but they don't win elections. But when they win, life just goes on for us. We adjust, we recuperate, we re-strategize, and then we pick the right people and we kick that butt. I don't want to say we picked the right people, but we certainly did in 2016. We got a guy in there against all odds. And these people can't stand it. Sonny Hoskins of The View, the ugly view I call him, she's mad that Republicans actually quoted Martin Luther King on Martin Luther King Day, saying, after all, y'all put a racist in the White House. Now, look, you can call Donald Trump a lot of stuff. You can call him boorish. You can call him egotistical. Yeah, I'll go for some of that. Which, by the way, I don't have a problem with. I'm boorish. And if you ask me the right question, I'm egotistical. And so on. So I don't have a problem with any of that. But racist? No. And they still, Donald Trump, even leaving office, they still want you to believe he's racist. After everything the man's done. So I just look at these people and I say, you can't, I'm going to tell you right now. No reasoning. Anyway, I want to move on because we'll get back to that. We'll jump back. Somebody else is asking a question on the sofa. By the way, can somebody go get me a beer? Anyway, CNN wants OAN off the airways. That's their competitor now. OAN, Newsmax, America's Voice, these are all channels that are coming up from, I don't even want to call them conservative. These are networks that are dealing in truth. But anyway, CNN wants them removed because OAN dares to tell the truth. And the truth, of course, is leftist version of fake news. When they hear truth, they're like, look at them over there spreading that fake news truth. Now, keep in mind, CNN had to settle a lawsuit. The theory is they paid $250 million to Nick Salen, the high school kid, because they pushed a fake news story, but they want the real news, or what's becoming the real news, off the air for spreading fake news, a.k.a. truth. Are you keeping up with Kevin Jackson? Are you keeping up? These people are afraid. They're afraid that when you move off of them completely and you start getting nothing but news that is reported in a way that you just make up your own mind, and you find out that it's nothing but lies from them, that, well, you're going to need to go to a re-indoctrination, what do they call it, re-education camp. That's right. You got the fake news feeling insecure because they know what's coming next. I can't predict what happens now that they don't have Trump to beat up. I was curious, though. What is life for the news media and the so-called funny guys in the nighttime, that used to represent nighttime comedy, late-night comedy? What do they do? What do they do when Mr. Magoo is starting wars and this world is going to crap? What do they talk about then? You still going to be talking about Trump? You still going to be talking about Trump supporters? What happens? Look, I'm telling you right now, folks, you don't have to secede from the union the way Texas might or somebody else. You can secede from the union with just the way you do things. Secede. I'm hearing now that Google and Facebook had a joint cabal together to dominate the world. Search engine and Zuckerberg gathering up all this stuff and all that data, they were going to collude together as partners, these multi-billion dollar organizations run by the most... Have you heard these people speak? It's like listening to robots. Zuckerberg, well, what we will try to do at Facebook, well, we don't want to... And you should hear their new age way of delivering their stuff. We, you know, and all it is it's like this freaking outer space drones that are telling you, we believe that we're the people who understand the bigger picture and what the thoughts that you have and the things that you say incite violence. And we've determined this, and we're looking at it down the road, not just what you say, but what people may think 50 years from now. I mean, it is so interesting to watch these robots, very wealthy robots, but they're paper tigers, folks. You can damage them substantially by just getting off their platform, taking your money out. Don't let your money go to them. Get out. But yeah, they think they are the purveyors of truth. That and you should just sit and listen to them, and you sit there scratching your head going, this dude is, you know, these are the people that you whisper under your breath after you have like a 3 second, you know, 15 second cocktail conversation, like you're going up to get punch at a party and they tell you something and you walk away looking at your friend going, that dude is weird. Woo! He's out there. That's what every one of these people running these organizations is. They may be brilliant in IT and strategy, but they are absolute imbeciles when it comes to people. And they think they got it down, man. They think they know you cold. So anyway, they want to silence the truth networks because they fear the truth getting out. They want to make it to where you only listen to them. They're even talking, Joe Biden has to take the FCC and shut these people down. You know, and they don't even understand. They don't. FCC doesn't regulate cable. Listen, people, lots to talk about. Back in a minute.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-666-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
One of the top tweets for me was, say what you want about Trump, but at least he had more citizens and troops at his inauguration. Notice we're not having a discussion about how many people Biden has versus Trump. Remember when they did that with Obama? When Trump said he had, like, I don't know, he was saying he has one of the largest inauguration events, and they were like, they would put the numbers side by side. Hey, we don't have to do that with the guy that got over 80 million votes from Americans, right? Oh, my gosh. Welcome, everybody. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and this particular show, Kevin Jackson. That was one of my top tweets. Say what you want about Trump, but at least he had more citizens and troops at his inauguration. Here's the second one. It was an honorable mention in terms of tweets. Biden sets the record for inaugurations. Most troops and Lee Citizens, two records that will go into the Guinness Book of World Records. Woohoo! Hey, maybe the migrant horde that's coming in from Central America will fill things out for him. Socially distanced, of course, and wearing their mask, right? Yeah, because that's the way illegals come into the country. They follow the rules. Mm-hmm. Another tweet was this. Let me get this straight. Biden has 25,000 troops in attendance because he's scared of the public. But he wants the troops to have no ammo because he's scared of the military. Very paranoid for a man who has 82 million supporters. Yeah, I think the same thing. Hey, folks, if you can't laugh about life, shame on you. You ever seen that movie? What was the movie where the guy was in a concentration camp? Excuse me. Life is Beautiful, I think it was. And he knew they were all going to be executed in gas chambers. But he pretended that life was beautiful. And it won all kinds of awards. And it was a frou-frou film, and I didn't watch it. I'll be honest with you. I don't like too many frou-frou films. But you know, here's my point. No matter how dire the circumstances are in your life, if you can't find things to feel good about, shame on you. I understand that, you know, we get dealt some blows. And when Obama won, I thought, wow, what a blow. What low this country could sink to elect a guy who was completely unprepared. And they did it style over substance. And it proved itself out. And he continues. Even though I will admit, Barack Obama is, he little by little, he's coming around. You can't defund the police. I mean, he's little by little, he says things that have a little sanity because he wants to be remembered as the guy that was, you know, moderate or whatever, even though he unquestionably was the worst president in our history. But it was horrible, and it led to the best guy we could have chosen, Donald Trump. And that led to, whether you believe it or not, a real expose of people going, I no longer trust the media. I'm going to abandon social media. Conservatism may figure out. Conservatives may be like the blacks of the night of the, you know, the mid-century, you know, year 2000, where in the 1950s, blacks said, we got to stick together. We got to band together. You know, see, we may sing old conservative spirituals. No Negro spirituals. We may be singing conservative spirituals. We shall overcome. Whatever. But we are finally understanding that we can't do this apart. We've got to stick together. And I don't know who's going to be, you know, I hope I'm leading part of that revolution. I've been trying. But we are, you know, Donald Trump forced all these different things. And he changed the courts. Let's hope he changed the courts with really good, solid conservatives and not these rhinos that are ready to abandon you at any moment that are in the legislature. He galvanized 75 to 80 million people, something that no Democrat would have predicted. And we're not going away. Contrary to what they think they're going to terrorize us, they're going to embarrass us, they're going to ridicule us, shame us, whatever. We are not going away. We will figure it out. Don't even let them have jobs. They should have menial jobs and take away their kids and send them to re-education camps. And they're threatening everything. And they can't back up a single bit of it. Oh, I know. They're going to pass all kinds of crazy. Let me tell you, folks, put your smile on. All they're going to do is continue to expose the radical nature of who they are. And I'm going to tell you something. I have a prediction. I predict in the next election cycle, there will be more undercover people that are exposing the Democrats doing their dirty deeds with Dominion machines and their backroom deals. You're starting to hear about it. We've got a couple of stories. I talked about one the other day, but we have a couple of stories along this line. And I'm going to predict that we're going to get this country back. And I'm going to tell you, I think it'll be in 4 years. Now you say, Kevin, you're just trying to be optimistic because you just talked about that movie Life is Beautiful. I'm not just trying to make y'all feel good about who you are. I'm telling you, if as a strategist, this is what's happening. You can't keep conservatives down. You want to know why? Because conservatism, folks, is truth. See, we're willing to, if the Democrats can come to us, the leftists can come to us and say, look, here's what needs to happen, and it's the truth, we'll back them. They don't know what the truth is. Look at any of their policies. They will green energy, and they pretend that the other grid doesn't exist to create it. They pretend that you can go completely green, which maybe you can in the future. I'm sure that I bet you there's probably a planet out there somewhere God created that says we're going to prove some of this stuff to be true. But we're not there technologically yet. How about we just make iterative steps, greenies? We don't disagree with you on green energy. People are buying Teslas. People are, run their farms on methane. I mean, we agree. If we can recycle, there's no better person for recycling and thinking about the sovereignty of the planet or the health of the planet than a conservative. We actually pick up our trash. We do a lot of cool things. In fact, we use all parts of the animals for leather and the whole deal. Vegans, we are amazing at what we do. But these people want you to believe that we're the scourge. And we're mad, no question about it. We are mad. But we're not mad, insurrection mad. We're mad enough to start plotting against them in ways that they've never believed. D.C. Mayor has asked people not to come to the inauguration. Now, that's funny. Please don't come. You don't have to tell us. We weren't coming anyway.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. January is now the deadliest month of the coronavirus pandemic in the country so far. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows roughly 77,700 people have died during this month due to the virus. Over 424,000 American lives have been lost to the virus since the start of the pandemic. President Joe Biden set to sign more executive orders on Wednesday and the rest of the week. Biden signing orders regarding COVID-19, immigration, the border wall, and racial equality. Regarding all these executive orders, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows believes,
what we're seeing is that President Biden is putting America last, and whether it's our border policy or any of the other executive orders that he's putting forth, it's going to have a real chilling effect on jobs.
This is USA Radio News. 7 days into the Biden administration, and the CDC is coming out with a new study regarding schools.
A new study from the Centers of Disease Control says that schools can reopen as soon as possible, as long as certain precautions are taken. The study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Tuesday said that schools that reopened in the fall were not the sources of COVID outbreaks that were initially feared. The CDC says that students should return to in-person learning if measures, like wearing masks, keeping social distancing, and limiting indoor activities with higher risks, like indoor sports practices and competition, are in place. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senator Tom Carper is introducing a bill to give Washington, D.C. statehood. The Delaware Democrat says it's long overdue for the more than 700,000 Americans that live in the nation's capital. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser thanking Carper in a tweet saying statehood cannot wait. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, Americanskis, there is good news. The flu is back. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The flu. You know, that disease that kills more people than the Wu flu every year. The one that people really need to be concerned about that has multiple strains and variations and the shot doesn't do you any good, even though they beg you to take it. That particular flu, I saw this commercial that aired on TV, and it was, hey, listen, if you have symptoms of the flu, within 2 days, if you go get a prescription for this Zoro flu or something like that, it's XO something, then it'll stop the flu from lingering longer. You can get a prescription for the flu. So they now recognize that the flu has returned. This, in the time of Wu flu, is big news. I know it doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but it is. Because what it is it's the world recognizing that, you know what? There are other things that kill you besides the dreaded Wu flu. Let me tell you something. The Wu flu and Trump woke up the world. The world watched America devolve into a third world country over these two farces. Billions of people watched, folks, a country that they have admired for decades, and they said, what happened to this country? What America represented to the world, people, pay attention, was freedom. Freedom to pick our leaders, freedom to pick our destinies, freedom to go be whatever you chose to be, and there was nothing that could stop you. Well, that part's over. America's no longer a leader, we're a follower. We lost our leader. The guy that we put into place to represent us, a person who really represented America, Americans, who was admired all over the world. And you know what we did? We let a crooked bunch of elitists take this man out. That's what we did. And now, you know what these elites are doing? They want to build walls to protect themselves. They want to put in rules that won't let you anywhere near them. Watch what happens.
So what's going to happen is the same thing that happens in other communities. Let me ask you this. Do you think that black communities give a crap who the president is? I'm talking about the hardcore black communities, the place where the shot callers run the show. You think they care? You think the dude that has his gang over in Compton and he's selling drugs and he's living life on his terms, do you think he gives one crap who's in office? No. Now, I'm not comparing us to the thugs that are out there. What I'm telling you is there are separate ecosystems that don't matter, that don't care what's going on in the world. And when you can, there's only a few thugs out there. In other words, look at the number of Crips and Bloods and MS-13 or whatever. I know it seems like a bigger problem than it is, but it isn't anywhere near the problem we can create for the leftists when we walk away from them. When we create our own ecosystem that says we don't care about your, quote, president. We don't care about your rules. We don't care about any of that. Anyway. Leftists can pretend that we had a fair election, but 80 million Americans know this is a lie. Billions of people around the world know this is a lie because they know Donald Trump was admired all over the world. Before you think that they can stamp out MAGA and America First, and you understand this, the world took notice. Now the world knows elections are farces, not just ours. So are theirs. Their elections are farces. If this can be done in America, it can be done anywhere. We brought it out. Donald Trump proved to the world that these are fraudulent elections. And he also proved to the world that this Wu Flu thing was a Chinese concoction to shut them down. And now China is looking for people to, they need a PR team. They're like, hey, can somebody represent us and tell people that we're not as bad as they think? Chinese people are being looked at a lot differently today than they were a year ago. I was asking myself this question the other day. I said, we got Chinese spies that have infiltrated Feinstein. They've infiltrated colleges and universities. Spies sleeping with Eric Swalwell and others in Congress that we haven't even tipped the iceberg on. Swalwell was a little fish that Lala or Lulu or whatever her name was sleeping with. He was a little fish. And now he's back on his committee. Democrats are selling out to the Chinese. But let me tell you something. Everybody's taking notice. And China is going to suffer for it. Because let me tell you what will happen. You won't buy products from there. Eventually you'll say, nope. If it's got China anywhere on it, I don't want it. And if it's being redirected through another place and sold to us, we'll figure it out. You're going to start boycotting China. So is the rest of the world. They're going to understand it. And that's just one part of it. What about this Wu Flu farce I mentioned earlier? So you're starting to see commercials for the regular flu. You want to know why? Because you've revolted. Finally, people are going, look, enough is enough. Businesses all over this country are saying enough is enough. And oh, by the way, the Democrats now want to open up the economy because they have to make it appear as though they're the reason that everything's going well. Do you think you will credit them for that? Or do you think you will remember what they did to you, they and the Chinese? See, I think you're going to remember. I think you're going to be pretty upset about it. I think you're not going to. This is one that isn't going to go away for quite a while. But I don't want you to get discouraged. I want you to take that energy and I want you to pool it into everything, little things that you can do to move people off of this idea that we're the bad guys. See, that's our messaging over the next 4 years is we're going to train a lot of leftists to understand that we aren't the bad guys. We aren't the racist. We aren't the homophobes. We aren't the whatever else, whatever you want to think. We're the good guys. The world is watched, folks. these two things that changed it in ways you're not going to know unless you go get out into the world. That's why they don't want you out into the world. That's why, believe it or not, folks, it's not just the leftist media in America. It's a media all over the world that doesn't want to tell you the truth. They don't want to tell you that 50,000 restaurateurs in Italy have said, to heck with your Wu Flu shutdown. We're opening our businesses. We depend on it. And you know what step two is going to be? You better open this country and let tourists come back so we can do what we do best, show Italian culture through our food. That's who we are. And then it's going to open up everywhere else. And the world will return to normal, but it won't be because of them. It'll be because of people like us that say, enough is enough. And you know what they're going to do? They have a much tougher time. They think they greased the skids. They made it easier for themselves. Oh, we'll get them to lock down the next time. They're already talking about the next part of the Wu Flu. I'll talk about that in a bit. Next phase of the Wu Flu. It's going to morph. You better be careful. Everybody, Fauci's still out there. Fraudchi is still out there. You know, Biden is now going to have a cabinet-level science advisor. I mean, why don't he just hire a psychic? Oh, he don't want to do that because the psychic will pull that death card and go, oh, you know what? Why don't we just not tell you what's going to happen, Joe? Oh, man. These people are unbelievable. But anyway, here's the point. Italy's had enough. Other countries eventually are going to say, we've had enough. Look, there's a part of the human spirit that wants to do what it wants to do. When you find that thing that you love and you want to do it, and when people are restricting you, there's a part about freedom that's in your DNA no matter where you are. As Americans, we know it. We know it cold. We don't know anything else. That's why I was like, this mask, you can shove this thing up your, you know, between your butt cheeks. I'm not for it. I will never be for it. And I will fight it till the last breath in my lungs. 13,000 New York nursing home residents and workers decline the dreaded vaccine for the dreaded virus that kills old people. Old people are not going to take the shot, and that should tell you all you need to know. They'd rather take their chances with the Wu Flu than to take that stupid shot.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
We'll get back to the Wu Flu in just a bit, folks. I told you it's going to be a bit of a hodgepodge today. I'm not in a funky mood by any stretch of the imagination. I've resolved myself every day to being upbeat, understand what I can control. What is the thing? God grant me the serenity to, you know, the change of things, whatever. I don't remember the serenity prayer. The change the things that I cannot change, or what is it? To dance while nobody's watching. Oh, man. Dude, when you kill too many brain cells, when you, and I know as a Joe Biden, the LGQP, did you hear that interview Joe Biden did where he couldn't even remember the initials to the LGBTQ? See? There you go. LGBTQ. He couldn't remember. LMWP. And he walks away. God. Amazing. What an embarrassment this country has become for many. And I'm never going to be embarrassed for America, because I know what she represents at her core. And I know that, you know, every now and then you get these radicals that come in from time to time, but America shakes them off. Shakes them off. And that's what will happen with this one. Oh, it's going to be tough. Don't think it's going to be easy, but we'll do it. And speaking of radicals, already Schumer and Biden are trying to figure out how to take your tax dollars and bail out New York City. And this is just the beginning. Every single state will do something like this. They will act out, and then they want you to come to the rescue, taxpayer. So that's what's happening in New York. And Senator Rick Scott wrote this. He says, he released this statement that he says, Biden is working with Schumer to give New York City and the state of New York $2 billion in additional FEMA emergency funding to address budget shortfalls called by decades of fiscal mismanagement by the city and the state. See, that's what they believe. They believe you're their piggy bank. And Donald Trump interrupted that, and they were like, how dare he? How dare that man? It's like Thomas Sowell, they asked him one time, why don't you have a conversation with Al Sharpton? And he made the comment, I'll never forget. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but essentially he said, why would I get between a guy and his paycheck? That's what Thomas Sowell said. Why would I do that? Have you ever interrupted somebody working? They get a little irritated. My son's, you know, you're working. Hey, Dad, you busy? Yeah, my door's closed. You hear me in here recording something. And the worst part is when you're recording and they'll boom, 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 boom. Dad, you busy? Dad, I need to talk to you real quick. Maybe you should send a text, because I got my phone on silent, which, by the way, drives them crazy because you never respond to my stuff. Well, I have my phone on quiet for a reason. I may be recording something. I may be doing an interview. There's a lot of reasons that I put my phone on silent. There's a lot of reasons why I want silence in my world. I don't want to hear the chip chirps of little boys, although they're not that little anymore, but you know what I'm saying. You want your solitude, but anyway, they come in, they bug you. Whatever. That's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this funding, this piggy bank that the left seems to think you are. You're working, you're out there slaving, making a living, doing your part, paying taxes, not sucking off America's, you know, teats, trying to figure out how you can get more for free. You're not part of the universal basic income. Here's what I would say to somebody. Okay, you're going to pay somebody not to work, but I'm working. So what if I'm working and I make the same amount of money as the universal basic income? What's my recompense? What happens? Let's say the universal basic income is 30 grand a year and I'm out working making 30 grand a year. What are you going to do for me? Well, you know what their answer? The only answer they have, let me just tell you folks, because I know you're ahead of me, you're a bright audience. I'm quitting my job. Find somebody else willing to do that job for the money that I can sit on my buttocks and make. And therein lies the problem to your little thing there, lefties. The minute you assign that universal basic income, you just stopped every job that makes where you earn the universal basic income. But you don't only stop those jobs. Are you with me, audience, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? See, because anybody making, what, 10% more? If the universal basic income is 30 grand a year, and you're paying me $33,000 a year, and you say to me, what? Let me think, huh? I can make 30 grand a year and be on permanent vacation, or I can work my butt off and make an additional $3,000. Because essentially, let me explain. I'm going to mansplain. Oh, I'm about to mansplain up in here, women. You're working for 3 grand. You're working for $3,000. Now, if you're conservative and you say, you know what? I'm working towards something. This $3,000 that I'm earning, because I got my universal basic income, is a stair step to me earning $300,000 later. If you're smart and you figure out what your job is about, you'll forego it. But see, the left has trained a group of ignoramuses out there who can't think for themselves. They go, shoot, man, I'm working a job making, you know, $28,000 a year, and I can sit on my butt and make 30. Shoot, I'm done, baby. Because they don't understand that making that 28 grand a year that leads towards something bigger and better, that you actually learn how to do something, a trade, in 5 years is worth 50 grand a year. And so now you got a $20,000 raise over your lazy butt. What if it leads to you starting your own company and you have your own time and you're actually doing something proactive? And God forbid you teach your kids work ethic and how to get up every morning and go do something with your hands. Oh, but they'll say, Kevin, this will allow artists and musicians and people like that to exercise their crafts. Okay, so now they're going to make nothing, right? They're going to make 30 grand a year doing nothing, right? Then what are they going to do? They're going to go exercise their craft. What are they going to want for their exercise of craft? I don't know what. This novel thing called money? Compensation? Is that money coming back to us? Because see, here's what I know about some of those businesses. If I'm an artist and I go out and I hold a little thing on the street and I sell my art while I've got my universal basic income, you know what else I got? I have what's called a cottage industry where I'm not going to report the money that I'm making. So let's say I sell an additional $15,000 a year of my art as tourists walk by and, you know, people that are actually working, or I don't know where you get their money, but they start paying me. Where's that money going? Are they going to turn that money over to us and say, hey, thanks for the universal basic income, but I managed to make 15 grand on my own. Here's yours. Are they going to do that? Or are they going to build this underground economy where we're working our butts off and the guy who's making 3,000 over that is hoping for the stair step so he can get to 45, learns that if he stayed on his butt is getting a universal basic income and got himself a side hustle, he could do it much better. Because that's what the government is creating, an undermarket, black market economy of side hustlers. Because that's what I would do. I'll tell you up front. You want to give me a universal basic income? I'll do it. Give me that money. I'll put a side hustle together. Anyway, Rick Scott's saying, for months, Democrats have been trying to get Congress to bail out wasteful liberal states for their decades of mismanagement and excesses. And for months, I've been fighting to protect taxpayer dollars and make sure it doesn't happen. Now, Biden and Schumer aren't even hiding the fact that they want to circumvent Congress, send billions to their friend Bill de Blasio and Andrew Cuomo in New York. Congress has allocated $4.5 trillion in taxpayer money to address this stupid woo-foo virus. He didn't say that, but I called it stupid. He says states can moderate their economic harm through reason, balanced measures that protect citizens without destroying their economies. There you go. Rick Scott, former governor of Florida, senator now, fighting to make sure your money doesn't go to bailout. You know who's next. You know, Gavin Newsom's already got his hat in hand. He doesn't even need his hat in hand. Pelosi's going to earmark money to California. It will be billions and billions of your dollars that will pay for illegals. It'll pay for every bit of mismanagement of that state. And you won't have anything you can do about it. Temporarily. We're fixing it, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.